In New Zealand, a new awards program has erupted, and we really do mean erupted. Volcanoes on the air. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has the details.
The city of Auckland isn't just home to the most people in New Zealand. It is also where you'll find the most volcanoes, 53 to be precise. The region, known as the Auckland Volcanic Field, has inspired radio amateurs to launch a new program, Volcanoes on the Air. Although some hams have already had a jump start in calling CQ from the volcanic region, the QSOs begin in earnest with the official kickoff of the program on the 3rd of November. The website, ontheair.nz, has been updated to provide information for the new Volcanoes on the Air award scheme. The site also contains details on a variety of other programs, such as HEMA, POTA, SOTA, Lighthouses and IOTA. An announcement on the info line of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters encourages hams to give it a try, noting that the activity does not require a lot of hiking uphill. The website geo.net notes that the volcanic field is mostly utilised for public parks and recreation, and that the volcanoes are considered unlikely to have any eruptions, especially since the last one on record was at least 600 years ago. So the only things active in this volcanic field are likely to be the radio amateurs themselves calling CQ. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
The U.S. Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System will be marking its 76th year with a special event from the 5th through the 11th of November. Stephen Kinford, N8WB, tells us how to get involved.
The celebration of Air Force MARS and its 76 years on the air is open to licensed amateurs in all three U.S. classes. Operators will be using CWSSB in digital modes on 80 through 6 meters in the parts of the bands assigned to general and technician class licensees. Operations are identified by 10 geographic regions called communications wings. There will also be operators on the air from the Pentagon Mars Station in Washington, D.C., Schriver Space Force Base in Colorado, Hancock Field Air National Guard in New York, and the Travis Air Force Base Mars Station in California. For a list of the special event call signs and a description of the exchanges that will be used, visit the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The Air Force MARS system was created to assist U.S. military and civilian government with communications when needed. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
In the world of DX, listen for Neil.